We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, let us welcome our guest.
Here we go.
He's the CEO of the Connecticut Convergence Institute at UConn Health, and somebody who I've gotten to know over the years, and says, Ray, he's one of the good guys in our area, Dr. Cato T. Lorenzen. Cato, how are you? Good morning.
Yo, hi. How are you doing?
We're good.
We lost him again. Well, doctor, first of all, there are some things, you know, bacteria, viruses, they're everywhere. We get stories occasionally before all this mess started. That, you know, your typewriter, your keyboard for your computer, you know, it's amazing what contains a bunch of viruses and bacteria. But shaking hands is one that is, I thought it was a problem. 124, how many? How many organisms?
Right. First of all, I just want to say how great it is to be back on your show and how much I've admired your work. So for so many years, and the work you're doing is so important for the community. So
well, we're trying.
Take a moment to thank you for the things that you've been doing.
And you know, though you bring this up, we're going to talk about it. There's a video showing you how to do it. But I mean, the point is, Dr. Fauci, let's say even 6 months ago, maybe 5 months ago, so it looks like the handshake's going to be pretty much over, and you're right there with him.
Well, that's exactly right. So when the COVID-19 pandemic started, this is back in end of February, early March, and looking at what's going on in the world, I actually contacted the editors of Science Magazine and said, we need to talk about how we will be greeting each other in the future, because the handshake will be going, a thing of the past.
Yeah.
But it's still very, very important to be able to have a greeting that people can that conveys the type of respect and also provides the type of kindness and compassion that the handshake already has. And so that was the motivation for starting to develop a new type of greeting. And you've talked about this before. There are 124 million bacteria that are transferred with a regular handshake. And so and even with a high five and the fist bump, there's a transfer that takes place. So we really need something different. So I spoke to the editors of Science Magazine and started to work on this. And what we decided is, was that it was very important to be able to do a greeting that we can do in a time of social distancing where we have to be apart. But I also wanted to have a component that we could do when there's less social distancing. And so this is the two-part greeting. It's in Science Magazine. It's actually, the keywords are science, end of the handshake. You can find it on the internet.
Dak, let me ask you a question. Being an armchair quarterback as an ex-play-by-play guy, if we've known there's been this much bacteria that's been passed along for handshakes, why is it taking this long to take it out of the way of life?
Well, it's so ingrained in what we do. It's so ingrained in terms of where we are, and to be frank, I think that we're understanding more and more about the importance of hygiene in terms of prevention of disease and infection. Certainly now in the COVID-19 pandemic, we're understanding, and I think lay people are understanding more and more the importance of hand washing keeping surfaces clean, et cetera. The term sanitizing has been used 100,000 times now. I've never heard sanitizing used as that word used as much. So I think that we've just become more sensitized to the importance of, it's always been there. It's always been important. But we're now sensitized with the COVID-19 pandemic.
I believe the other person that's in the video is the president of UConn, President Katsoulias. I guess you and he demonstrated, on video, right?
Yes, and what a fantastic president we have with President Katsoulias. And he's done just a fantastic job, and he's taking us through this COVID-19 pandemic at the university, in terms of the university and steering the course so well. So hats off to him. We demonstrated in a video that we've done. I think it's on his website and his Instagram and Twitter page.
Cool.
Talking with Dr. Cato Lorenzen, the CEO of the Connecticut Convergence Institute at UConn Health. Now, it's not just a simple forearm bump. Yours starts with a hand on the heart, and then you go to the forearm bump. And I think that's Cato takes it to another level.
Right. So the hand on heart is a sign of dignity and respect. It could be used at any time in terms of the era of social distancing. And then I also wanted to have a component that could be used when there's less social distancing, where that's capable to be done. Some people have used elbow to elbow bump.
Yes.
I think that's really bad.
Why?
Because we've been taught to sneeze into our elbow.
We can blame that on the half of the human. Kathleen Sebelius. That's her fault.
Into our elbow. So just picture a time in which someone sneezes into their elbow, then does an elbow bump.
Cute.
Transfer that from one person to another. And so I think the elbow bump should be out. And so we looked at where on the arm, because the upper extremity is important to be used. It has the least the least problems in terms of bacteria. And it's really the mid forearm area, not the elbow, not the hand and wrist. We've already talked about that, but mid forearm. And so this LMG, Lorenzen McClinton greeting, LMG greeting,
love this.
Is a greeting that that the second part of it is at the mid forearm, touching the mid forearm when social distancing can allow it, rules can allow it. And it's the second part, and it's in an area that has the least concern in terms of bacteria and bacteria transfer.
And you know what I thought of when I saw it? I don't know if you're a baseball fan, but the Bash Brothers used to celebrate home runs that way. They wouldn't shake hands or bump fists.
See, there you go.
They would bump forearms. So I thought of you as Mark McGwire or Sammy Sosa, and Dr. Katsoulias is the other one when I saw that. So.
Well, I guess I'm in good company.
And just a quick, as you were dean of the medical school for a while, if you wash your hands, does that get rid of some of that, the bacteria, so on and so forth, on your hands?
Yeah, it does. But if you look at hand washing, even with healthcare providers, the adherence rate for healthcare providers in hand washing is only 40%. And there was a study that was done that examined hand washing from people who went to a restroom. Only 67% of individuals actually use soap. And I hate to even say this, but 10% of the people who went into the bathroom didn't wash their hands at all.
Good. Well, that's wonderful.
That's a good
that's
note.
Good
to,
news.
That's a good note to leave on. Dr. Cato Lorenzen, CEO of the Connecticut Convergence Institute at UConn Health and the creator of a new way to greet people. Doctor, thanks for the time. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Joe. I'm going to go wash my hands.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.